I sat in the passenger seat and Sarah drove, with Charlie smiling and laughing in the back. We listened to the music on the local radio stations, turned up very loud. The red dust from the road blew everywhere, even inside the car. And when we took off Charlie's Batman suit to wash him at the end of each day, his white skin had two bright red diamonds on it where the eye holes of his mask had been. Sometimes I got scared. Sometimes when we arrived in a village, I saw the way some of the men looked at me, and I remembered how me and my sister were hunted. I wondered if there was still money from the oil companies for anyone who would shut my mouth for once and all. I was scared of the village men, but Sarah just smiled. "Relax," she said. "Remember what happened at the airport? Nothing's going to happen to you so long as I'm here." And I did begin to relax. In each village I found people with stories and Sarah wrote them down. It was easy. We started to be happy. We thought we had done enough to save ourselves. We thought, this is a good trick. One night when we had been in my country for 2 weeks, I dreamed of my sister in Kiruka. She walked up out of the sea. First the surface of the water swirled from the movement of something unseen, and then, in the hollow between two waves, I saw the top of her head with white foam dancing around it. Then my sister's face rose above the water, and slowly she walked up the beach toward me, and she stood there, smiling, and wearing the Hawaiian shirt that I was wearing when they released me from detention. It was soaked with salt water. My sister spoke my name once, and then she waited.